Well, the dust has settled on last week's autumn statement, the budget as you and I know it. And all the big stuff's been bandied around. But of course, now the accountants and the tax advisors have had a real chance to get into the nitty-gritty. The stuff that's hidden away on page 10 and page 20, as I like to look at it. Alex Graham from CKLG joins me on the line. Alex, hi. Nice to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, thank you for having me back on.
No, it's nice to see you. So you've had a few days to look at this. And as I said, kind of the devil's in the detail, isn't there? There's been some things tucked away. What's your take on all this?
I mean, the government haven't done huge amounts with this budget. A lot of it seems to have been about trying to make a few headline-grabbing elements, such as the national insurance cut, and things like this to try and, I guess, woo voters with it being an election year. So that's one of the elements to it. So the budget will affect people in different ways. There's a number of things that have gone in there, and we can sort of just cover off a few bits of that. But just remembering that with this being a budget pre-election, things that come in, such as a cut in a tax rate, could all be reversed if there's a change of government, or if the government stays in power but decides to change direction following an election. So things are a bit up in the air in terms of being able to plan long term.
The trouble is, they do pencil stuff in, don't they, so far ahead, and people start planning for that. And as you say, it might never happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things in there where they were sort of hoping to want to do things from April 2026, but who knows who could be in either in number 10, number 11, sort of what's happening there. So
okay, so walk us through the things that sort of Cambridge people in particular should be looking at, because there are some, Cambridge is its own little world, and there are some aspects of this that are going to affect it, Cambridge more than other areas, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, in terms of business owners, you're going to be looking at things. A few things are going to have made a smaller difference to people. So things like the 2%, or I guess it's now 4% difference from where it was in December, because employees' national insurance has moved from 12 to now 8%. Mm-hmm. That can make a difference in terms of planning. It might help people's employees. It might mean that people can start thinking slightly differently about how they plan extracting funds out of their own business with the changes in that. One of the things that hasn't changed, which is going to cause effectively almost a bigger burden going forwards, is that what they call the fiscal drag, where the rates haven't changed. So personal allowances remained the same, higher rate of taxes remained the same. So with those rates not going up, people aren't able to draw out any more money within those lower tax bands. So that does have an effect. Also, if people are taking money out of, say, their own business, the dividend nil rate band has continued to go with what they'd put out before, and it's reducing from £1,000 this year to £500 from April. So there is a bit of a squeeze on things, even though they're sort of trying to put a headline grabbing thing of saying, oh, we're reducing the burden because we're reducing national insurance. With that fiscal drag and with those rates not, the thresholds of the rates not changing, it does mean that will start to affect people. Also, if you are a business owner, it will benefit a lot of people in society around the national minimum wage, but it is then remembering that if you've got a number of employees on that, you're needing to start budgeting, because the increases of the rates are quite significant, from sort of 10 to 12% for sort of people aged over 21. So there is a bit of a significant increase in that if you do have quite a large number of employees in there. So it's things like that that need to be starting to plan going forward.
Right. Okay. And then for some of the people, sort of Cambridge residents, people who live and work in Cambridge, high incomes and things like that. There's certain aspects of all this that do matter for the more fortunate amongst our society in Cambridge.
Yeah. So one of the things that's been in place for many years now is a bit of an anomaly in the tax system, which can create a quite high marginal tax rate with the high income child benefit charge, where what was a universal benefit had been started to be taken away for anyone earning over 50,000, and fully taken away when it got to 60. Those rates and that element has not changed ever since it was first sort of introduced years ago. So that has been in place for a long time, and there has been quite a lot of calls for that to be revamped. They are, or they have listened at the moment, and from April, the rate that people start to have to repay the child benefit is when the highest earner in a household is now earning over 60,000. And the tapering that gets paid back is now over a 20,000 band, all the way up to 80,000, rather than being 10. So people earning certain levels, there's a lot more people that are going to likely to be able to keep all of their child benefits, or potentially keep a larger proportion of it. And if their income increases, the repayment of that isn't as harsh, with it being tapered over a wider range.
Okay. And what about this thing? There was some stuff about furnished lets and things like that. Again, that's a thing that's very Cambridge-centric, isn't it?
Yeah, so a couple of property-relevant changes. One of them, which would be if you're selling anything, that the planned reduction in the annual exemption for capital gains is reducing from 6,000 to 3,000. But one of the things that they've brought in is for people that would be taxed in the higher rates of tax on capital gains on property was being taxed at 28%. They have reduced that down to 24%, which will give a boost for some people. But then on the other hand, they've then decided to, from April next year, 2025, remove the sort of generous tax reliefs and benefits that was available to furnished holiday lets, where they previously were treated similar to a trade. But the government has decided to start removing those tax benefits, so that people that do have furnished holiday lets, those tax benefits will be removed from April next year.
And when we talk about that, we're talking really sort of things like Airbnb, that sort of thing. So that is very, I mean, people say, oh, yeah, that's, people will often think of holiday lets at the coast, but Airbnb across Cambridge, goodness me, there's dozens of them, hundreds.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of people that will have had that and will have had those types of things for a while, will have been thinking that actually when I come to dispose of this, I might be able to get business asset property disposal relief for capital gains to reduce those gains down because it would be treated as a trade. When this comes in, that will no longer be the case. So when disposing of things, it will then increase tax burden. So it is something that will potentially affect quite a lot of people if someone has been running that for quite a few years.
Okay. Anything else that we should watch out for? I mean, it strikes me that a lot of this is, there's not much you can do about it. There's not much you can plan. It's just changes to the numbers. Is that a good feel?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They've sort of tweaked a few bits around the edges. They've obviously tried to put out, a good positive message within all of their kind of talk. But a lot of it's kind of, it's been the same. Try to bring in a couple of little tweaks to a few things. I mean, there are one thing that is going to sort of, it has been changing significantly, and companies need to sort of be aware that changes are coming through, is R&D tax reliefs, which can affect quite a lot of technology businesses. There's been changes during the last year. The government are looking at putting more changes in from April 24. So that's something that if you are do have a business and looking at claiming those reliefs, needing to keep an eye on those changes, get advice on those changes, because the government seems to be doing a lot of change in a very short space of time. And right. I think there's been commentators, and I think even the Lords have sort of said that actually they've been trying to change it too quick, and actually they need to make sure that the information is pushed out there.
Okie dokie. All right, well, there we are. That's it in a nutshell. Plenty of reasons to go and visit your financial advisors, your tax, your accountants, everybody, just to make sure you're on the right side of the fence and all this. But Alex, looking forward to seeing what happens throughout the year with all this.
Yeah, so it's a case of just, you know, seeing what develops. I think the big thing is just keeping an eye on what's going to happen with the election, and then there's probably going to be a budget soon after that, and seeing what happens in the future.
There you go. You heard it first. Alex Graham from CKLG Accountants, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.